we had wrong in this called Mishnah Tera. Kosav leis Mishnah Tera zei tzal seka meakim in Ovin. As a matter of fact, Rashi interprets Mishnah Tera shnei sifrei Tera. The Melech HaChamim, a hediot, an ordinary Jew, has to write one sifrei Tera. The Melech is duty-bound to write two sifrei Tera. One sifrei Tera is hediot, and the second sifrei Tera is Melech. One sifrei Tera which writes in the capacity of an ordinary Jew, of a hediot, he puts away the basic nozzle. And he puts away in the ark, and the sifrei Tera, which he writes, the capacity of a Melech, of a king, the care of Israel, like film Israel. Yeah, the care of Israel. His Mishnah, Atera, means two sifrei Tera. That's how Rashi interprets, and this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Roma Rovi, the Mitzvah of the State Erech, the Mishnah, Atera, and this. His domain, that text, the Zoran is not called Mishnah Tera. Kosmos Mishnah, Atera, and this, he should write two sifrei Tera for himself. Atera, and this, Mishnah, double, I mean, two. Two texts, one text on the sifrei Tera. The capacity of a hediot, another text on the capacity of a Noah. It's Mishnah Tera. But Chazal, wherever Chazal mentioned Dvorim, Chazal did call Dvorim as Mishnah Tera. Half of the whole Tera Kula with our Shinan smoking in the Morim Kochet, smoking them in two Alokhets which are close to each other. You cannot arrive at a conclusion from proximity. But this applies to the four books. But as far as the fifth book is concerned, Mishnah Tera Darshin and Smuchim. The whole aloha has a decalasis, is derived from Smuchim. From the fact that Shatner and Sitter are mentioned in two Sukkim, which are to keep Sukkim of the same parish. Is Chazal many intense places, I would say, Chazal calls Dvorim Mishnah Tera. What does Mishnah Tera mean? It's not because Mishnah, because a Melech writes to Sifrei Tera, there's no reason, there's no valid reason that Sifrei Dvorim should be called Mishnah Tera. So Chazal had a different reason to name the Sefer Dvorim Mishnah Tera. What is simply the semantics of Mishnah Tera? Yes, double the repetition. Yes, what does repetition mean? Interesting is, Rashi himself interprets Mishnah in the sense of two, in a numerical sense, two Sefer Tera. He quotes Unkeles, which gives another interpretation. You are correct. Just a moment. The Kosovoi is Mishnah Atriya Aziz, Yat Pasishegani Raisa. Pasishegani Raisa. What does Pasishegani mean? I mean, the Arabs are a parallel expression, Pasishegan Asot, we know him as Megillah, but we don't know what Pasishegan stands for, Megillah, so we don't know here, so rather. So Rashi says, Winkel is speaking Pasishegan, Kosam Mishne, Veshen Shinun, Shinun Vidibur, Mishunantam Uvanecha. Or play, we call our Teresh Valpe, we call Mishnah. We call Mishnah. Our Teres, Teresh Vixav, the Hamisha Kumish Teres, the Samit was the Mishnah. What does Mishnah mean? Our Lochet, Dinin, that the man memorizes and studies and trains himself to comply with Mishinantam Leva Nechosh Yiyu Divreterom Shmuni Mishvitiha makes it just clear, unequivocally clear, not dubious, no doubt. I mean, your knowledge should be accompanied by the feeling of certitude, distinct and clear. So what does Mishnah Tero mean? Mishnah Tero makes prima facie, it makes no sense. What's the Mishnah Tero? Mishnah Tero. It means, Mishnah Torah means the interpretation of the Torah. The interpretation of the Torah, the Biur HaTorah, the commentary to the Torah, the Pirush HaTorah. And that's what Ramban says in the Hakdamah. Sehichu Meshe Bayer Es HaTorah Hazeis. It's Rashi says Bayer Es HaTorah Hazeis to translate it into 70 languages. But the Ramban was many misfortunes say that the Midrash is not like that. Omar Meshe Rabbeinu, call me Shishokach Aloche, Plenis, the cost of Plenis, Yovi the Yishal. Meshe said, never forgotten a certain Aloche, certain law, or a certain person, or does not understand the meaning for the meaning of the person, let him come to me and I'll explain to him. Zechum Meshe Bayer Es HaTorah Hazeis, not by translating into Shiva Moshe, explaining the Torah to the boy. So use a separation anyway. But means Bayer Es HaTorah Hazeis to explain, to interpret the Torah to those who did not know or forgot the Torah. Meshe Torah Hazeis. And Ramban says, מפני שערך בדברי הפסיכו הזייס חוזר הקוצב ומוקים שפוסק בתחיל הסביר התארה ואומר זייס התאר השעושה משת בישראל איס והחוקים והמשפוטים משת השם כולם תחיל השם קנת הרשבורו Vom Areit Kireu Meshe Baere Satero. Ze Reim is the Mitzvah Shunem Rukvo. Shiyaz Reim Som Levaya Lehem Uvechadish Lam Dvorim. Do you have the Ramban? Yeah. It's the Ramban in this introduction to the Bio. So right there, I mean, the Chumoshim, you have it right here at Dvorim, which I do not. Before the Ramban, related to Portugal. Shiyav reisom levay reisom lechadish v'hem dvorim. Interesting is, I don't find it here, but in the Shavuot tradition, and in the Yisriyat, one sentence which is not extant in our now, that he has it. The local, the Romans of the Mitzvah, Shreem Olehem Batesa Raze, Shreem Iskral Hino Batero, the Omar Shreem Kol Ashatsiva Yis Hashem, Leisif Legora, our national excavate. This Kaze Barash, the Omar Ben Vaidade Radishem Omeshon Hino, is in the whole Tzivot Zohar, the Omar Adam Rashim Omeshon Hino. Meshe narrates the Derech. Melochim kol ha'leisom ato, shim kulom kechela shal mitzvah v'nipiach ha'kadosh baruch hu. Yomar eit, kireyu Meshe bayer es ha'tero, v'zeh remes mimitzvah shenem rukvo, the mitzvah which you already revealed to the Knesset Yisrael. But he didn't understand the mitzvah to the world. They simply were not oriented in the mitzvahs, but the letter says they forgot, they did not grasp the mitzvah. Mishle yoda aloha bzuhe, aloha plenis, She loves the reason, the man she was supposed to repeat, let by reason to interpret them and have them drawing. It explained that people are new ideas which are involved. The Tam Heir Meshe Ato Sherotel Vayola Mesatero. The risk of the idea in order to stay, she may ask me all that is gained. He did it by himself. Let's know Hashem Bazeh. How is it possible? It's an impossibility. They said me foolish. Shechel Asher Tzivu Eise Hashem Yerichi Vinigora Omosher Etztare. The Rambam, I mean, contradicts himself. He begins right away. It's not possible. How can he say me should say by himself? Aber so cool mir, ich mir rein sehr von ihm nach der in mir nach der Gruppe. Und ich habe gekehrt. Ich habe am Ball gesagt, ich sehe Baba, wo man sich in die Kirche schon zu sagen, ich habe mich sehr allein. Und weil das hat das zu erzählt, das ist die Menschen explaining everything the way God told it. Mir ist es, wenn ich Dora und ich bin jetzt da weg. They did not add anything, they did not leave out anything. Shechel Hashem is telling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'om Arei, what is the Heil? What is the Heil? Heil means it's up to me to decide. The real Meshe Hashem is finished. It's up to me to decide. So Meshe decided to tell the people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to tell the people, to explain, so there was no new information to decide on him. It's again the term of Heil Meshe would not be appropriate. Vomaret Keil Meshe Ba'er Esatero Vezeremes B'mitzvah Shalem Rukvo Shiyazer Esom Levayer Esom. They should go the second time. Lechadish Ben Dvorim V'tam Heil Meshe it was his free decision. The Iske Teo Yediya Kimaat Meiro Lat Eskei. Where it's Ruach of his Baruch Hu Bazeh. How is it possible? It's Ruach of his Baruch Hu Bazeh. What the Ramban wants to say? The Emes, it's not the Ramban's fault here. The Gemara in Megillah says, Abroch is the clone of the Terrascane, and he must seek him by him, he should not interrupt. You cannot call up two people for Abroch. But Abroch is the clone of the Terrascane, and he should not interrupt. Not seek him by him. Zoom him on the Piat. Where is the nation is Piat Neoma? So please to say the Baruch HaKadosh. Yes. But we don't understand the Gemara is saying. What difference does it make whether it is it's a part of the Terra and the Yikra or in the volume of it. Or Hamisha Chumisha Terra are given to Meshe by the Almighty. I mean, there's not the slightest difference between Mishra Terra and Terra Skeni. That's what Ramban the news. Apparently, like that, let us continue. Meshe, the Rambam says in the Akdome, in the introduction, that Katera Kulo di Perusha Mikno, the Hem Ram Terekale, Terekale Mirati Seder, and there is actually the Akdome here. The Akdome. כל המצווה שניתנו למשה מסיני בפירושו ניתנו שנאמר ואתנו לכו סלוחס רבן הטרו במצווה טרו זה טרו שבקסף והמצווה זה פירושו עשו נקדם את הרמב"ם המצווה זה פירושו יצבונו לאפס הטרו על פי המצווה ומצו זו היא המקרא תירו שבעלפה. כל התירו כוספו נשרה בינו קדם של יום וזבקסם יום. וזה סיפה לחושבת ושבת. זאת בגמורה, ועוד רמבן had in mind to say, what the Gemara meant to say, by saying the Drocha Tzatzoris and Mishnah are different than the Drocha Tzatzoris, is that Nikro, that difference as to the styles, as to the grammatical style, is that Nikro is after the Shbol, who addresses himself to the people, then he warns them against violating the law, he addresses himself, and Mishnah to Mishnah Rabbeinu addresses himself and speaks on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitin HaRishem Yisrael is Zohar B'Chavar. The answer, I believe, is simple. Lehatchila the Parshas Mishnah Tere, the whole Mishnah Tere, now if you take Rashi's Pshat, which introduced due to Incarnate translation of Mishnah into Pater Shegen. So what does Mishnah Tera mean? What does it mean? The Tera, which is a Mishnah as well. Mishnah! What is the name of Tera Shiviksa? What is the name? Mikro. Beto Ho Tera, Zimora Zimikro. There's a mitzvah, so the Gemara says, what is mitzvah? The Mishnah. So Rashi agrees, says, Alochot, Alochot. Mishnah. Is Tero Shevit Parpe, it's called, what is, it's called Mishnah. When you say Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, so we have in mind, that semantically, we say Tero Shevit Parpe. It was given to Meishi as Tera Shebeksav, it's called Mikro. It was also, it was given to Meishi as Tera Shebeksav, and as such, it is called Mishnah. Mishnah. And Mishnah Tera means not Mishnah HaTero in Smichus, but Mishnah hyphenated. This Tera. Mishnah Shehuyi Gam Tera. Mishneh Shehi Gam Tera, it says Mishneh Tera Beis. What does it mean? It means Sefer Vayikro, Sefer Dvor, Sefer Bamidvor, Sefer Shmei, Breshis, is Tera. It's a Mikro. It's not Mishneh. Sefer Dvor is singular in this respect. It's unique, it's very strange, but it's unique. The Sefer is considered it's called the double name, so they hyphenate it. Not as Mishnah HaTero, it's Mishnah HaTero, but in Sefer Shul Mishnah, and it's also Tero, that's in the Yeshua. Mishnah is derived from the same word, I mean, semantically. As Shul is, Mishnah and Shina or Shene, is to study, to learn, I mean, to engage, to train your mind, and so on. She should in the Tero, Shul in the Picho. Is that Sefer Dvorim has a double Kedusha. Has a Kedusha from Tera Shebeksav, from Mishnah, and Tera Shebalpe. No, it's a Tera Shebeksav Mikro, and Tera Shebalpe. Tera Shebalpe Mishnah. This is it. That's why the Nuscha, the grammatical form of Sefer Dvorim, is unlike the one which prevails in all four forms. In all four forms, the grammatical form is that Kaviyokol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beguf Rishon. It's a grammatical. I mean, in grammatical sense. Beguf Rishon addresses himself to the community. Very significantly, sometimes in the plural form, sometimes in the singular form. But addressed himself, but in Dvorim, who addresses himself? Why does Meishi address himself? Because the Chathchile, at the very beginning, says that Dvorim was given as Mishneh, as Tera Shebalpeh. Tirosh Malki is Mashiach and is Baruch in the same manner as Tirosh of Exaris. There was no difference. So there was a one difference. Then Tirosh of Exaris, when it is Tirosh of Exaris, Tirosh of Baruch addresses himself directly to whom? To the people, not to Mashiach. Because Mashiach, as far as Tirosh of Exaris is concerned, is Mashiach just a mediator, just a go between. Medium, whatever it is, there's a broker between. He tells, he gives the people exactly what Akadosh Baruch Hu told him. Exactly. And Mesha wouldn't have been called Rabbeinu Mesha, or Mesha Rabbeinu, wouldn't, his status would not have been that of a of Rabbeinu, of a teacher par excellence, wouldn't have been the greatest of all teachers. If the Torah had been restricted to Torah to Shibiksav, but Shibiksav was not a rabbi, he didn't explain them, he couldn't explain them the Torah Shibiksav. So Shibiksav has got to repeat what Akadosh Baruch Hu told him, word by word, I mean, vow by vow, and sentence by sentence, he had to repeat it, I mean. So he couldn't add, he could not allow it, or skip any, or remove any, in any way. So this is not a job of a rabbi. As far as Torah Shmiksav is concerned, what mission did Mashiach perform? Me. It's about Nalevi. Nalevi. What is the name? Nalevi is not a rabbi. He just repeats what the Almighty entrusted to him, the message that he's got to repeat verbatim. They repeat every vowel. He cannot leave out it. That Moshe Rabbeinu is called Rabbeinu, Moshe is called Rabbeinu, it's not due to Tirosh Bekshav, but due to Tirosh Malteh. Tirosh Malteh repeats what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but Moshe plays you the role of the Rebbe. It's impossible to imagine Tirosh Malteh without a Rebbe. You could imagine Tirosh Bekshav without a Rebbe. Because Tirosh is Moshe Rabbeinu, is all Sifre Tere, the fourth forum, the fourth forum of the Pentateuch, were given to Moshe as Tirosh Bekshav. Moshe repeated them as Tirosh Bekshav. So he couldn't say, could have the Shema Maralai. The Vayimer had the Shema Moshe. Because the Moshe repeated the Tirosh Bekshav, he didn't repeat it, actually. He said he repeated the word which was not his. His performance is just transmitted what Akadosh Baruch Hu told him. They are baiting. So Moshe, as far as Tirosh Bekshav is concerned, is not, so to say, in the same procedure. There is a relationship was a direct one between Akadosh Baruch Hu and Akadosh Baruch Hu and the community, the Am Yisrael. Moshe was the broker, the agent, the go-between, he repeated it. But when it comes to Tirosh Baruteh, then Moshe's role changes entirely. When Moshe is the Rebbe, he repeats what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but Moshe is the Rebbe. Tirosh Baruteh is a part of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, the Gemara in the Dori, אבל תחילו ניתנה תירו למיישה, למיישה נועד בו היוטה, עם סומר לכל ישראל, ולגמור את זה דו תלפו לדרייסה, is in Zion, it's a gemore that is not referring to Tirosh Bekshav, Tirosh Bekshav was not given to Moshe, it was given to Bar Yisrael. Moshe simply carried the Lucas from the mount to the camp, and that's for nothing else. But it means the Tirosh Baruteh. The Tirosh Baruteh belongs to Moshe. And the Moshe transmitted Tirosh Baruteh to the community, he didn't transmit something which belongs to Akadosh Baruch Hu. He transmitted something which belongs to him. It was a plain act Also das macht mir natürlich komisch in der Jargon. Das macht mir. Es ist, ich habe viele nicht mehr erzählen, weil Menschen sind nur von einem Joch in den Sommer auf Israel. So wie die Morgen sehen, Menschen, aber dann müssen wir uns doch vorbereiten, in den Friedenschatten, in diesem Wissen. This is the digest of the Rosh Hashanah, but there is the creativity, the intellectual creativity in the Rosh Hashanah. This belongs to Moshe, but Moshe passed it on, because it was very generous to the Klal Yisrael. And that's why in Mishnah, the grammatical form of the address is not sufficient to be used in regard to the Shabbat. That Moshe speaks on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Hatchila, at the very beginning, Mishneh Torah had, I mean, was identified with the Rosh Baruch Hu. When did Mishneh Torah become the Rosh Baruch Hu? When? When? At the end, the last day of Moshe's life, the last day of Moshe's life, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Va'atem kitzu lachem et hashira hazeh, va'yichtev Moshe et divrei hashira hazeh ad tumam." Ad tumam, then the great miracle happened. The Torah shebeis, was incorporated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Und die Gemorre sehe, dass Gemorre Menoches in der Basra, Partikel Menoches, hat er nicht Bochu Kola Tero, hat er nicht Bochu Eimea. Und Meishe Eimea Le Keses. Und die Gatti, die ich psuke mir, hat er nicht Bochu Eimea und Meishe Keses de Dema. It means, what do you need Eimea? I mean, if all the Tero was given from before, the answer is that Eimea is necessary for Mishnah Tero. Because Mishneh Torah, when it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was given as Biru HaTorah, Eichu Mehiyu Moshe Levayer at that Torah, as the interpretation of the Torah, as Biru HaTorah. So you see, certainly, it did not lend itself to become Torah Shel Ksav. So the Rebbeinu Shlom did instruct Moshe Rabbeinu. The last day he went around his life when he was about to pass in the Knesset Yisrael. Va'atem kisu lachem es hashiro hazeh shel Ramses Tero shel Yesh Boshiro ad tumam. Va'yichtev Moshe zivrei hatorah zivrei hazeh ad tumam. What did he mean ad tumam? What did he mean? Zivrei hatorah hazeh ad tumam. What is it to that? Tumam, I mean, tell us, what is new in those two words of Tumam? What is new? Something of the greatest importance. Wherein they came apart of Torah Shel Ksav, the fifth book. It's not a Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah. But by turning into Torah Shel Ksav, he did not lose his character of Torah Shel Baal Peh. So that's why Sifat Lorem is called Mishneh Torah. A Torah, a book which is both Torah Shel Baal Peh and Torah Shel Ksav. Just a moment. I'll tell you frankly, when it occurred to me, I was a bit frightened. It's too smooth or too good, I mean, to be true. Yeah. But then I realized, we don't have to come to the Rambam later with regard to something else, maybe later, I'm sure. Please. نقش زیبا رو و ما تایخ رو باسو که سب نقش خود اخل باسو بخواب هم اسم نقش رو تایخ رو باسو دیسی زهت را سال تایی به بستان میده بکن زمی دخت سال تایی رو سفابید ویزا وقتا میتکوخ و میتنخ و اشم اسم اشم نخو کشا سیبی سیخ ویدی دا کنیش باوخ و ترانز بیپو شخیطه پرایا تو دست باسو So the Ramban says, it means kotshin, the shochat is benedoko. Kasha tzivisicho with regard to kobonet. That's what I do, you're nice. Rashi and the Medrash, Ramban wants to say that the Medrash is like limits with him. But anyway, Rashi says, Kasha tzivisicho, so Rashi says, take a look at Kasha tzivisicho. למדנו שיש ציווי בזריחו. מה זה ציווי בזריחו? מה זה מצווה? מה זה התורה מיקרו? מה זה מצווה? מה זה ברם זה? מה זה מצווה? תורה שבעל פה, why it's called מצווה? Why it's called, by the way, why it's called מצווה? עם מצווה, why it's called, why it's so typical of תורה שבעל פה? Mitzvah could be a typical of Tirosh Miksav as a Tirosh Malte? No, Tirosh Miksav is a Tero. Tero is a Mikro, it's a Malte. You know, I'm a prophet, that's why. I don't know this. Great. That's here in the Tirosh Miksav. There's a Mitzvah, a Mishneh. Not Tirosh Malte, it's more always called Mishneh. Right? Because the word Tivo means to command, to instruct, and Tivo means to get some. Savoy. Mitzvah machnas nise. If one wills the one is a state, if a sick person wills a state to someone, mitzvah machnas nise. Tzavah le beischo, when Isaiah came back to Hezekiah and took seat, tzavah le beischo, can you kill for mace? What means tzavah le beischo? Make arrangements, write a will. He's passing down from generation to generation, it's called Tzavoy. This mitzvah, Tzavoy Mekspalte. It's a mitzvah with Zumish Mishne, because this means Maseo. Mitzvah is Maseo. Tzavoy Mekspalte. Just a moment. And that's what Rashi says, Le Madne Shesh Tzivoy Bisviche. We don't know what Rashi means yet, Tzivoy Bisviche. It means that Zviche is regulated and determined by Tzivui, or by Mitzvah, or by what? By the Torah which is transmitted, being transmitted from generation to generation. Torah Shote, Eich Yishchit, Ve'ein Aloch Yilche Shchite, Shnom Rilamei Shem Yisinai. What is the paradox about it? At first glance, No. As the Torah Shabbat refers to Torah Shabbat.
Oh.
This is strange. Torah Shabbat says, Zavachto, and you want to know how the Tzvicha is? Don't ask me, I wouldn't tell you that. But this is not the job of Torah Shabbat. This is the task of Torah Shabbat. You consult Torah Shabbat. Kasha Tzivisicho through a different medium to the medium of Tirosh Malte. Because Dvorim itself is a part of Tirosh Malte. You don't have it in other commercials. The Torah should refer us, direct us to inquire of Tirosh Malte. Torah says, I would not give you any information. It's a very good question, what is it, Tzivui? But you have to ask somebody else. With it, Tirosh Malte. You don't find it in Bereshit, you don't find it in Shemesh, no, you find it in Vayikra, no, but in Vayikra, in Dvorim there is. Because Dvorim itself is half Mishneh, half Tirosh. This is a bridge between Tirosh Miksav and Tirosh Malte. Dvorim is Tirosh Malte plus Tirosh Miksav. And that's why it's called Pasheshegen. The Rabbim interpreted Mishneh as a result in the Pasheshegen, a Reis Erdain. Pashegen means Biru HaTero. Pashegen Aksov means nothing dumb. What does it mean Pashegen Aksov? 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 There was a wrong paper. The decree was wrong. But the decree gathered, the digest. The very content of the decree is wrong. Is it Pashegen Aksov in Nosin Dolm Chomzino Medina? Or is it Ayudim Asidim? Or is it Mazel in Nosin Dolm? Just a minute. This is called Pashegen Aksov. Now there is something else. You know, there is a children Shabbosai about it. You may accept. You may agree with either of his interpretations. Shabbosai, the Rambam, in Ilchos Sevateres, when he defines the mitzvah as Ksiva Sevateres, that every Jew must have a Sevateres written for him, should be written for him. So the Rambam said, in the Torah says, Latin Kisofen is a Shura Zeh. The Torah speaks of Parshas Hazino, or the mitzvah is not limited to Parshas Hazino, but it includes the whole Sefer Torah. So the Rambam says, it's a famous Rambam, mitzvah al-Kovish v'ish me Yisrael, lichtev Sefer Torah le'atzme, shnema vatem kisfu lochem es ha-shiro, plena kisfu lochem teiro shiyesh bo shiro. Shiro does not interpret the shire, la'azino, if I write a'azino for myself, I didn't accomplish anything, bo teiro shiyesh bo shiro. And the Rambam adds, it's not a strange, but a characteristic interpretation. If he should encase him as a table of Parshias, Parshias. So what does it mean, Kisru Lachem as a table, as a Shiro, as it means? Kisru Lachem Tero, she gets the Shiro. So the Shagasari has his famous, his Chkira, his famous Shagasari. So what is the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is shire, but king shire per se isolated from the Torah, which carry no weight, no significance, which has no kedushas haTorah, so you have to write the whole thing of Torah. But the mitzvah is shire. Oh no, the Rambam says shire means Torah shiyesh bo shiro. I'm obligated to write the whole thing of Torah. But someone may ask the Torah mentioned over shire, I should encounter this argument by saying you cannot interpret, you cannot be serious to interpret the Torah had in mind the exclusively, the Shira exclusively. This is impossible. This in case of the Torah passes. Apparently the Torah had in mind the whole text. So once I asked my father, he was, but remember, I said to him, Rav Chaim, or you don't. The Rosh HaGesari is right as far as both premises are concerned, even though they're mutually contradictory. The Mechaya the Shire. The Mechaya, every mitzvah, the Mechaya, we have the Maisa mitzvah, the Mechaya the Shire. Because if the Mechaya had been the whole Torah, so the Chumash would have stated differently. What in Kisrochem is Sefer HaTorah Zeh? See, the Torah said Shiro, Kisru Lachem Es HaShiro Azeis, the conclusion is clear cut, unequivocal. Namely, the mitzvah is what? Shto Mechayev is Shiro. But in the nice mitzvah, in the Kima mitzvah, is Kol HaTorah Kolei. Is when you have the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Hege, when the Torah won the Sefer Torah, written for his sake, on behalf of him, there is a difference between the Mechayev and the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Maise Mitzvah. The Mechayev is Shiva, because the Torah says, Vatum Kisru Lachem Es HaShiro Azeh, and the Torah meant the whole text of the Pentateuch, so the Torah would have said, Vatum Kisru Lachem Es HaTorah Azeh, he has called it the HaTorah Azeh. The Mechayev is Shiva. The factor of which it obligates the person to write in the shir. The fact that he must have the shir written for himself. But הבעיה והבקים המצווים תסבו תויים כמם without including the whole cigarette. The same applies to Melech. The second cigarette is on Melech. The Kosovo is Mishneh Atero Azeh. The way Unkeles, the Gemara is not over Mishneh Shnei Cigarette, but Unkeles disagrees with Rabeh. The Unkeles in Yerasha quote, him, so Mishneh Atero Azeh meant Patishegen. What did he say Patishegen? How did he interpret Patishegen? A Torah, which is a Torah Shemekstav and a Torah Shemalpeh at the same time. He says, a Chayev Aurein Uvon Seisa. However, as the Rambam said, if he shenkeits in Prima, shenkeits in a Torah, Parshas, Parshas, I'll allow myself, I'll permit, I'll take permission, I'll take the liberty to say, if he shenkeits in a Torah, Chumoshim, Chumoshim. The middle of Pashashegen is the whole text, as far as the Kima Mitzvah is concerned. But the Mechayev, as far as Melech is concerned, like in Heget is a Mechayev word. Shira is as far as Heget is, Melech is concerned, it's definitely a Sefer Dvorim.
This is a very interesting. Who reads the Torah on the occasion of Hakim? Who? Melech. What does he read? Take a look in Rashi. Take a look in Rashi. It's a Mishneh. But take a look in Rashi. Take a look in Rashi. Take a look in Rashi. No, but the Mishneh in Seite is not like that in Rashi. But the Rashi says, Amelech or Yekerem mitchil atel adlon. He said, Masechet. Adim eshelei tshuris and mazor. And the Rambam quotes, and the Rambam takes it, as a deraisa, that only the word, Amelech reads only the word. Neither the Yitro, no Shmeis, no Breshis, only the word. Because the word is a Sefer Teresh on Melech. The way we explained it, Dvorim is the Melech writes a Sefer Teresh for himself, is a Mechayev, what is a Mechayev? Dvorim, but you cannot discharge your duty by restricting the Ksiva to Dvorim, to the Shein, in case of Sefer Teresh, Chumashim, Chumashim, so you must provide the whole Sefer Teresh, the Kima Mitzvah, the whole Sefer Teresh, but the Mechayev, on your point, what is the binding? What is binding? The factor which actually is responsible for the key for the chiyuv is Sefer Dvorim, Mishneh. Torah Shmiras is the Mishneh. That's why the Kriya from Melech is limited to Sefer Dvorim. Because the Torah Aziz means the Torah to Melech. The Torah which the Melech is obligated to write. Namely, what kind of Torah is it? New Mishneh, which is a Mishneh. Where do you find it? This is Sefer Dvorim. This is Sefer Dvorim. There is something else. The Kosovo are Mishneh, Atera, Ateis. The Pasukis, where it is Shif, Tatisim, and Melachteis. The Kosovo is Mishneh, Atera, Ateis. Al Sefer, the Lifnei Akiyanim Hazir. Gott ist mir nicht mehr kein Lawin. He's got a very enigmatic word. They don't know what Mithra can do. So the Sifri says, how can there be a God who shall I not have seen it? The Rambam. The Rambam says it in two places. In Mithras Melochim, in Perek Beis, I believe. It's Perek Beis. Not Perek Beis. Right. In Mithras Melochim, and in Mithras Sabatera. Take a look. In Mithras Sabatera. Take a look. You have to tell him he's neither one your friend. Magine is in the Sefer HaZohar. This is Perek Gimel. מגיע מספר הזוהר על פי בזן שעשיב לכם אם תהיו נכס תאום לפי נכס ספרתו או ירפיקה זה נטע בזן הגובר מהאין אלף זה נטע What is God does not God? What is God does not God to do this Torah should accept? Does not God? What is the function of does not God? The Rabbi Nechas Mamrim defines the function of does not God. Still on the page or something. It's Nechas Mamrim. This is the last volume. It's Nechas Mamrim. Nechas Mamrim. We are called Nechas Mamrim. What does the Rambam say? There's not God who should be Yerushalayim a Nika Teiro Shebal Peh. Ve'im Amudi Ha'eroi Mechok Mishra Yisro Yisrael. Alor a Nika Teiro Shebal Peh. So what is God, there's not God who, what is the link between there's not God and Teiro Shebeksav? Oh, but Teiro Shebeksav is not God, there's no... absolutely no authority. Teva Shabbal Teber, my God has authority. To come to Melissa, Mokim Hashem, Rosav HaKin HaShetik, all that refers to Teva Shabbal Teber, not to Teva Shabbal Teber. So what is the answer? Dvorin is Teva Shabbal Teber. As well. Is Dvorin... The Lord comes under the jurisdiction of the Bez Nagoro. Bez Nagoro. Interesting is something else. The Gemara in Broches, Yvomes, in two places. Where it says, Afu Mandoma, B'chol HaPir HaKule in Dershin Smuchim, the fact that the two psukim are close to each other should not, I mean, to provoke, I mean, a conclusion, provoke us to conclude certain halachas from that proximity, shouldn't do that. Quick is Rav Yehuda Rabban, it's Dershin Smuchim. Also, the Mishneh Teira, the Kula Alme, Dershin Smuchim. Why is Mishneh Teira Smuchim irrelevant, and in Kola Teira Kula Smuchim are not relevant? What's the difference? Because the four Sifre Teira, the bill is exclusively under the jurisdiction of what? Of Teira Shebal Peh. The four Sifre Teira, Bereishis, Shmeis, Vayikra, there is no bill, the Chumash itself, Bereishis, Shmeis, You have the literal translation, but what Biu, as far as all the Abokum Shetera are concerned, belongs exclusively to Torah Shabbat. The Emiri Smuchim should need the Torah. If Darshin is Smuchim, so what do you say? That's the reason why the Torah has written. especially Ksach, which added new mitzvahs, but also Atera Shebal Peh, which is Mevaya, which interprets and explains previous mitzvahs. That is the reason why the Nusach, the grammatical form in which the is written, employs, is that of nature explaining the people. This is the form of what? Of teaching, of Tiresh Baal Peh. That's why the Gemara distinguishes between Brochus Aquarius in Teres Kenim and in Mishneh Teres. Grammatically, they are distinct. Because the Brochus Aquarius before, in the Meshe told the Bnei Yisrael, Mipi Agvures Teres Baal Peh, later, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that in Kislev and Asher HaZeis, so they turned into a Teres Baal Peh. So the Nusche is that but the Nusche is the one of Teres Baal Peh. Listen, that's what I wanted to explain to Rambam. That's the Rambam.
Some portions of Zohar, however, don't carry that character of Teres Baal Peh.
There are exceptions to the rule. The Rambam knew that already. Vayim Shemaya is a good example. In the Satim, it's hard for him to eat a year and more. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed himself directly, this belongs to the Rosh Hashanah. This is just something I wanted to clarify. I mean, it's a very important principle. I mean, it's throwing the light upon. What's it got to do with my problems, Tommy? What's it got to do with Tikkun Sefer? Tikkun Sefer means a local nation of sinner. The Gemara in the door. What is that? Of course, we have problems. Let's go question this.
What place is there for
Tikkun Sefer? I tell you, the Tikkun Sefer in the Aruchal Mishim Messina. There is not a single word in the Torah which has been corrected. I don't care if you quote me 500 examples. You know, the Parsha Re'ez, if a novi comes and tells me to worship idols, is even if he stops the sun, the zimis, you don't listen to him. 500 questions would not move me from that stand. Taylor should be examined, not a single iron has been changed on, not a single egg. There is nothing to discuss about it. All right, now let us okay, this is it. Now let's start with Rambam and the status of Rocha. How much I'll cover, I don't know. When I gave the scene to Rabbi Klingon, I told him I'm responsible that we'll start with this scene. How much material ground will cover, I don't know. I would not pick up all of them down from the continuously. Today, on the Echinesi, on the Echinesi, on the Echinesi, on the Echinesi, bracha in klolo. That's a bracha asher tishmo mitzvah sadeshen lekechem asher lechem etzavya etzanayim ve'aklolo im leisishmo mitzvah asher lekechem ve'sarte min haderach asher lechem etzavya etzanayim ולכת אחרים אחרים אשר לא ידעתם. ואוי כי יביאך לו עד השם לקחו על הארץ, אשר את הדרשון על רישתם וסרת את הדרוך על האגריזים, וזקלו על הערים ואו. הרעים עוד עבר הירדים, אחרי דרך מביא השמש, בארץ הכנען ירישו בערובו, מי הגיר גם עצמו אין הממרי. כי את מידר נסייה, וזה רדיק חופש, כי לא נוסם, לא נסים זה פרשת. But let us first start with the Rambam. Rashi says, Rei Nesim Brocho Klolo Amuris Be'a Grizim Be'a Revo. That's what Rashi says. Rashi, the first Rashi. Rei Nesim Brocho Klolo Amuris Be'a Grizim Be'a Revo. What does Rashi want to convey? What does Rashi want to convey? Rashi was about to exclude something.
Not the people.
No. Rashi apparently was concerned with a problem. And in order to resolve this problem, to get rid of the problem, he added a few words, moving back, reason back, evil. Why did he have to add? The table says, the Mosatis of Rochel, reason back, evil. What is the Rashi? What was the Rashi prepared about? Rashi was prepared about that. We have, if you say, just a moment, if you say, Filozako, you'll find in Filozako, I have no mouth here. You have no mouth here? And now they're in Kippur. Very interesting. Now they're in Kippur. Where's the now they're in Kippur? No, right? There are real now they're in Kippur. Where is good? No, so you don't get the hell they're coming there. If it's a real American model, most of the history of that. The history of that? Yeah. I know it's true of that. Hello. קודם כל אמרנו על רחמי הסליחס אשר אינו חפשוטה לקו משובים ויאטה ברוסה סעוד אמריקי זה באחריסי וברוסה לשני יצורים ייצתי וייצרו כזה שתי הבחירה ביודי ולבחור בטוב ולמרה כדי לוסס לסוח אותי ואותוף בחירוסי כחי גוז רחוק מסכו ככוס ובראי נסעתי לפניך יין וסחי ומסתיף וסמודת ושרה ובוחר אותו בחיים. He did not quote the first pasuk. This is in the end of the tzavit. The quotation is from the end of the tzavit. That is this pasuk. What does it show? What does it prove? That this pasuk does not contain the principle of prayer. The principle of prayer is to be found at the end of the tzedek, the way that the Chayodim quote, Shemona Reim Sat Mechayim as a Chayim Vesatei as a Moves Vesara Uvachar to the Chayim. I'm inviting the earth to repeat twice. So Rashi said, this is not the principle of Tchire. Dizmizei nosati lefnecha yin brocha u'klolo means that when you cross the Jordan, you come to the earth to soil, you have to go through, the ceremonial of Baruch and Glory, I mean, when the Levim will turn their faces to our prison, they'll say Baruch, when they'll turn their faces to our Evo, they'll say Evo. But this is not the principle of prayer. The principle of prayer is formulated to where? Because there it says, it's a heart of a heart. This is Rashi, correct? Now what is the Ramban? Here is where the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Where is Ramban? In the status of Rocha, Sir Rashi, in the status of Rocha, La Grizin, how does Rashi interpret the Sabrocha, La Grizin? How does Rashi interpret it? On the Rocha. What is Rochim? When the Rochim will about be, will be about to say double, they'll turn their faces to our Grizin. They'll say double, they'll turn their faces to our Ego. It means they were told beforehand whether the problem be supposed, whether be, that is what will be required of them when after they'll cross the yard. Correct?
Yes.
Ketagumei, Rashi says, Yasme Vachayo. It's on Rochim or Agrizim, Kilate Agrizim. The Shay Rashi. Not our Agrizim, but Kilate Agrizim. And Ramban doesn't like it.
Without.
Al does not mean kelate. Al means exactly, even though it's not correct. In the Sateh, a pareches, a la reino eidus, the reino eidus says, no pareches. In the shoe, there are pareches on the ark. But in the Samigdus, the Aron has no pareches. In the Sateh, a reino eidus, that a pareches, a la reino eidus, means it is close to the reino eidus. I mean, because the parech, what was the function of the parech of the Midrash? To separate the Kodesh HaKodeshim from the Echo. It is all called out the Son of the Yeh. But anyway, it's better than Ramban. All our grizzim does not mean Kelapi our grizzim. We mean nothing. If it's shooting. Ki adayim in it seems, it seems like in the Vorchim. And we don't know yet the whole story of it. We don't know what kind of a ceremony would be required on him for them to go through. Ela perushe ki ani meisen lifneichem derer brocho derer kol. The person does not speak about the agrizim arevo, which is a broch in a formal sense, and a broch in a kol in a formal sense. It is part of a covenant ceremony. No, in what is the Yiddish, there is not to do with arevo on the first person. Is to be interpreted in the same manner as we interpret the pasuk at the end of Nitzavit. The principle of Kriro Chofshi is right here. You don't have to wait for the pasuk Nitzavit to arrive. But right here, Parshas Re'eh, we proclaim the principle of prayer. Interesting is something that's very much, very interesting, because the Jewish calendar is always, I mean, teaches us many things. Parshas Re'eh is always the Shabbos Nevorchim HaShalom. Always. There is not a single exception to the rule. Why is it not a coincidence? Not a coincidence, because the principle of Tchire is defined in Parshas Re'eh. And the whole concept of Nimadim, Nechile, and Smiche, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, revolves about what? About the principle of Tchire. If there's not Tchire Chofshi, the man would not be judged. So, it would be a truly an impossibility. And so. Interesting is the Medrash. The Rashi says, "Bishur Shomar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Bishur Shomimei Shomar LeYisrael, Inenei Yanechi Nesei Lefnechem Agin Baruch Hu Klalo." Shuv Amru, who is the Amru? The Pirel Yerei Seitzer Roei Shratei. And I see that you are acquainted with me. You are acquainted with the Hamid Dovah. It's a good spirit, Hamid Dovah. So Hamid Dovah closed the Medrash. Look up it. He went to check out. Look up in Hamid Dovah. Be sure, Shoma, Mishan, and Yisrael. Re'ei, Lechenesen, Lechenesen, Mayim, Baruch Hu, Klolo. Shuv Amru. This is a enigmatic Medrash. Shuv Amru. What does it mean? If not for the Rambam, I wouldn't have understood it. But the Rambam, when the Rambam derives the principle of Prire, and the Rambam, you know, speak about Prire, he devoted to Prire three pokim. It's in the center of the Shure. Yeah. In the Rambam quote, the Psukim from Echo. He also quotes Re'ei in itself, not our Re'ei, you don't check by the way. But he quotes the Psukim in Echa. The Pierian recites Re'ei Shratei. He's all in Parshonim, all in Forshim, all the Shem interpreted as a rhetorical question. The Pierian recites Re'ei Shratei. It's an impossibility. Question mark. A rhetorical question. But the Rambam takes it in the affirmative sense. The Elohim is Seitzei Ovoi Yisratei. And my Yisrein in Adam Chai Gever Al Chatoah. If they had been a Bchira, I mean, men could have complained, would have been entitled to complain and say, I mean, why am I held responsible for sin? I didn't commit, I was forced to commit. But since the Elohim is Seitzei Ovoi Yisratei, my Yisrein in Adam Chai Gever Al Chatoah, it belongs to him. So this is the decision. Lachnu Moshtashanu Merino, Ato Adeshem Veisolachto. And since there is Prire in Israel Al Kapoim Al Kenshem HaShemayim. And that's what the Medrash says. Very moment, Meshe proclaimed, Rei Nesem Lefnechem Ayim Baruch Hu Klolo. So what principle was this? Suddenly became popular, suddenly,
everybody said, The fact that you have two alternatives, the good and the bad one, so later when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you symbolize these two alternatives by staging the ceremonial of cursing the sinners while the faces will be turned to God. Are able and are blessing the obedient ones, I mean, those who abide by the law, while the faces will be turned to our reason. This is a parenthetic remark by the Torah. But actually, when the Torah says, Brocho Klolo is not grism in evil. Derer Brocho ve derer Klolo. Vetam lifneichem. It's your choice. It's your selection. What you want. The idea, and I can tell you, does not differ from the psukim at the end of Nitzavim, v'zeh kasher omar, the way Meisha stated later at the end of Nitzavim, rei nosati lefanecho hayei mesachayim v'samoves, v'satei v'samoves v'sara. And what does the Rambam do? He takes the Re'ei on the nation of Nechmayim, Broch or Klovo. With the Re'ei, and the servants of Nechmayim, Achayim, Amor, Sateh, and Sarah, he identifies them, merges them together, and it is the principle of Chile. The Voyo, Voyo Kivacha, the Shem, Rekecha, Lorosh, and Moshe Melishto, is a parenthetic remark by the Tere. By the way, the Tere says, those when you come into Eretz Yisrael, those two alternatives will have to be demonstrated and symbolized by two mountains on earth. By two mountains. By Hagrizim and Areva. Now, listen, very strange. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Allah it may be a Kodesh Baruch was Yitzhar Oro Meshechte. He'll bring the Yitzhar Oro and he'll kill him, he'll slay him. All right. And the Tzadikim Roshoyim will stand near, it will be on the scene, so to say, Alolu Valolu Bechi. Both will cry. The Tzadik will not imagine how he could defy such a big, giant like the Yetzer Hara. And the Roshoyim, the Tzadikim, Nidnu Lehem Kehar Goveya, very tall man. So they would not understand, I mean, how could they defy and defeat the Yitzhak? It's almost supernatural. Well, the Rishoyim didn't like Kechut HaSaira, just like that. So they wouldn't understand why they yielded to his pressure. But anyway, the Yitzhak Hore, it's difficult, the Yitzhak Hore is described in terms of a har. In the Gemara Sugya. Ha, in terms of a mountain. And why is
this picturesque description of the Yitzhak as a ha? This is the Sata, Sakla, the Arevo.
Alright, this is Shifas Rambam. What is there? There's one question I would like to raise, and I would invite the audience to raise this question. You have a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the Nisr Ochem, Ayin, Broch, Oklova? According to Rashi, there is no principle of Prira mentioned here. Nisr Ochem, Broch, Oklova is a Tzibui and Mitzvah. There it is. When you come into the soil, so you will organize the following procedure. One mountain will symbolize Brochet, another mountain will symbolize Kol, one mountain will symbolize compliance with God's commandments, and the other mountain will symbolize defiance of the commandment. All right. But this is just a minor amusgas, is a parenthetical remark, maybe Rahman Rahman. But the parsha, the first parsha, does not deal with the essence of what? First parsha deals with this. According to Rashi, Prir is not mentioned. Prir is mentioned, sorry. What's the question? I want you to raise a question. Imagine a Rambam, not a Chumash, but a Rambam, a Chidush Rambam. And a Gemara in Chidush. What would you say? Would you break your brains? So why should the Rambam Chumash be discriminated against? Really, I mean, people break their brains about Rambam in the Dori, and Rambam Chumash, they just forget about it, accept. Why the duplication? According to Rashi, that's why Rashi rejected Rambam, because this is duplication. Correct? This is duplication. What is the answer, according to Rambam? What is the answer? You mean this was before it became clear? No, all right. One is also born before entering office. No, the same year, maybe she must have across the job. I'll tell you, I mean, it's bothered me. And I began to read and reread the psukim here, and the psukim in Netzavim. I found two answers. Where am I? I want to tell you. Whatever I told you about Chumash Dvorim, let me be very modest. I'm told you, is there a mito shoter? What I told you about Chumash Dvorim. That Chumash Dvorim is Mishneh as a register. What I'm going to tell you now is something else. You like it. Because it has a miracle potential. But this does not satisfy me. I have two answers. Yeah, yes, Thomas. There is already the Tchire, which here is the Tchire Kedemachet. Here is the Tchire Kedemachet, Brochoko. If you want, you'll accept the broche, and Meisha defines what is the broche. Asher tishmo al mitzvos al Hashem elokechem, asher lechem mitzvah v'eschem hayem. But you will not sin. It is, you know, Avai Avai, Tirvachu Mechanun, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Avai Avai Avai, Avai Avai represents two midas, Kedem Echad Lachar Echad. But it is more difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stay with the sinner following the Chet than to stay with the Jew before he commits a sin. The Bechira of HaBal Tshuva has got to be tremendous. It's got to have tremendous power, willpower, and determination that he should be able to change himself completely, to reform himself. Not to sin is not as difficult as to sin and to like sin, and then to drop sin. That's exactly what mocking for the true ending means. It's a little work in Lamy. So the Rambam adds a few words. Sharito amutam achet. Upirshu is the capacity is a tremendous. Has got to be a hero, actually. In Tshuva, there is a heroic element in Tshuva. In not sinning, there is no heroic element. I mean, a man, a decent person, with a Sefer Yosha, with a straight mind, will not commit sins. But to repent and to change, and to achieve a renaissance, a rebirth of the personality, and to change a way of life, you need not only a strong person, a giant. That's what Vaimesha repeated. This follows in its own. Take a look in its own. Take a look in its own. It follows. Voyok yevecho revi, nitzovim revi sheni. Voyok yevecho alecho kol adorim ha'ele, habrocho ve'akolo. Asher nasati lefonecho. והשווי ישראל לא עובך בכל הגי מזה אשר דחכו ושפת אשר דחכו ושמעתו בקלק דיווי לד השם אסלבופכו וסמר מזרחו as if he will have to change his heart about Tshuva that it's not only a colloquial change of heart but actually it's a new personality, a change of personality. This is the way we understand Tshuva. Tshuva is self-recreation, self-reformation. Man and Hashem Levav for circumcision of the heart, a different heart. A stupid heart, an insensitive heart, changes into a very sensitive, extremely sensitive heart. You see, you need a hero, a giant for that. Kam mitzvah zeish, but still Meshi says, Kam mitzvah zeish alech mitzvah kuayet, lein yifleisim imcho v'lei rechekoi. The Ramban says it refers to Tshuva, the Ramban says. Lei vashomayni, if you decide, no matter how deeply you are steeped in sin, no matter how successful you were by sinning, and no matter how much you enjoyed sinning, but if you determine, if you decide to come back, you will be capable of performing that miracle. But it is a miracle. It is a great miracle. So Meisha says, Re'ein osati lefanecho, hayim, esachayim, vesati, vesamoges, vesaro, uvochato lechayim. If you determine, if you decide so, you will accomplish even that. So for Bali Tshuva, for a Yisroel, for a Jew not to sin, is one kind of prayer sufficient. But Bali Tshuva needs a prayer of a higher degree, much higher level. Unbelievable strong nature is indispensable for them. That's why Meisha repeated the concept of prayer. One prayer shall lachte, the second prayer is washing the tshuva achar shechoto. So one answer, now next answer. I'm going to write it, you'll enjoy it more than that. You have another answer. Another answer. This answer, I don't know, I didn't have too much time to look through. I believe that the Hamek Dovo more or less says it. They don't ask the question of duplication, but parenthetically it says it. I mean, if you're walking Hamek Dovo, so catch you, you'll catch. My plagiarism.
Is it possible referring to the mitzvah of the Eretz
No. What did Meisha demand from them in Re'ei? What did he demand a little later in its own? For different demands. In Re'ei, Meisha says, as a brocho asher tishmo mitzvah, compliance with mitzvahs. To come to double 3 times a day, to make sure that the treasure, to observe the Shabbos, ordinary mitzvahs. It's not so difficult, I mean, to observe those mitzvahs. Of course, I mean, some people without willpower, I mean, will violate the commandments, but an ordinary person, a reasonable person, we will arrive at the conclusion that it's much better to lead a pure life than a sinful life. This is here. La'abrocha asher tishmu al mitzvos ad Hashem v'kirchem. That's all. Nothing impossible, nothing superhuman, nothing gigantic, nothing heroic is required. But in its own, it says, "Asher nichi mitzavcho ayeim lehav v'asher Hashem alekecha." Not only technically to observe mitzvahs, but to attain the high level of havas Hashem. And who knows what the Rambam writes about havas Hashem? Who knows here what the Rambam defines? Yes, but what does understand under Havas Hashem? Huh? Shigon, yes, Shigon Ledovid, it's a nice phrase, but what does it... Say it is correct. Shigon Ledovid is the madness of David, that's what the Rambam told me. Correct, Shigon instead of Shigon. Yeah. Total dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Total dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else exists. Nothing else, I mean, I'm concerned with nothing else. But the Rambam in the Buchim describes it beautifully. Not forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for a fraction of a second. Whatever I do, whatever I perform, whatever I say, should be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a high degree, not everybody can achieve it. So Moshe says, Tchire is not only for Tchire is effective not only with regard to plain mitzvahs, but even as far as the achievement of the highest degree of religious life is concerned, is everybody is capable of doing it. If he makes up his mind, he is supposed to. He should do it. he should learn. Interesting is that the Rambam in Bchire, he says, you have the Rambam in the Tshuva. He says it, the Rambam says it. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says it in Bchire, in Tshuva. Just a the Lakol Adam role in the Sadik Meshur Rabbeinu to be a Sadik like Meshur in a very high level of achievement. See, the highest means to achieve the highest ideal, to be like Moses. The Kombin is all commissioned of it. See, Perek Hamishim Yuchashuve Aloha Beis Topic emotion. It's the highest degree. How did the Rambam know about it? This is also included in prayer. Perhaps prayer is the average religious life is determined by prayer. But when something impossible is required of a person, to imitate nation, to personify nation. And apparently, according to you see, they say, Chassidim say in the name of Reb Zusha and Anipoler, I doubt whether he ever said it, but what is Sashidim Isaac? Anyway, he said, when I appeared before the celestial court, before the Bezer Shomilo, they wouldn't ask me why it wasn't like Meisha Rabbeinu. They'll ask me why it wasn't like Zusha Anipoler. Say, Gel Drama. If it's included in Tchire, it means that one is responsible for it. And we'll appeal from Bezer Shomayim, and we'll be asked a question not why wasn't I like Rabbi Soloveitchik, but why wasn't I like Meisha Rabbeinu. It's a frightening thought. But this is exactly what the Rambam means. If our shoes be Yodei, well, our shoes be Yodei doesn't mean he has permission. Shoes be Yodei has power, of course. Has power, the shoes is power. Don't swaddle our shoes. If I have power to be like Meisha, be a giant like Meisha, and I nevertheless remain immediate, a pygmy, so I have to account for that. What can I say? Nothing. I was lazy, just no good. It's exactly against the saying, the Chassidic saying in the name of Reb Zusha Anipoler. And that is the second tchire in its own. Lehava sadishem olegrebe. Lelechez bidrochov. Yedveikus, dveikus is the highest. Uledovka beis, merchant or not? Yeah. Lishmeya bakir oledovka beis. Dveikus is the highest ideal in religious life. It means merger with the Shechina. To partake of the Shechina. This is a higher degree of prayer chofshis. That's why prayer chofshis was duplicated, not duplicated, repeated. It's actually both ends of our one. Both answers. What was the first answer? Not to sin. One prayer is to prevent, protect me against sin. The second prayer is to make me come back. And what is the second answer? The second answer, well, one is, I mean, prayer includes in itself, it includes the possibility of reaching the highest human level of human perfection. This is Meisha Rabbeinu. It's basically one answer. Why is it one answer?
They're both by a level.
Sure. The prayer is not just for the ordinary level of religious life, but for the highest, for the most difficult one. Either as a sinner who is ready, I mean, to change his life, or as one who wants to be like Meisha Rabbeinu, the possibility is given. V'chart or b'chayim. It depends upon your decision. If you decide so, it will happen. Oh, well, just wait.
Let's go back to Ramban.
And the Ramban says before it's true. V'itam lifneichem shetevaru lachem. What means tevaru lachem? You'll choose. Matirtzu.
I can't do it.
V'diya, and if you decide, whatever you decide, v'diya shetir lachem abroche kashatasu amitzvus, v'akol u'meste kaino yisom. This is exactly identical with the psukim at the end of Nitzavim. This is not the essence of the tzibur. The essence of the tzibur consists in the principle of tshuva. But since he mentioned brocha, by the way,